Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live. And welcome to Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 57, and we've got a special episode for you. But first, I just wanted to make this awesome announcement before we get into the episode that thanks to you and thanks to all the listeners, the Over 40 Alpha Podcast has been selected by blogfeedspot.com as one of the top 30 men's health podcasts on the web. If you are on the website, you can click the link directly to all of the top 30 podcasts. But I just want to thank the folks at blog.feedspot.com who were gracious enough to, actually, I think I'm number four on the men's health podcasts. Once again, because FeedSpot's really good. They do a great job at breaking down different podcasts. And we are number four. And like I said before, I want to thank them and I want to thank you guys, because without you, this podcast doesn't happen. Without my listeners, without the Alpha Brothers, without all of you. So thank you so much for making this podcast great. Thank you so much for spending time with me every week. I hope you guys enjoy this Valentine's Day special podcast with my amazing, beautiful wife, Angela. I love you guys. Take care and enjoy the podcast. I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm known around the world as a man who helps men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond get into the best shape of their lives with workouts, nutrition, recovery strategies, sleep strategies, and of course, coaching, support, and mindset. And today we have a special guest in the house, in our house, because our special guest is my beautiful and amazing wife, Angela Roberts. Why don't you say hi to everybody, Angela?
Hi to everybody, Angela.
Yes, because today we're going to talk about working out with your significant other. You know, yeah. It's Valentine's Day week, and it's a great time to, you know, obviously, guys, you know, we scramble to get gifts.
Yeah, you guys are pathetic.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to get a card, got to get flowers. Every year, I'm sure it's like flowers. Well, I don't, because I pre-think about things. But generally speaking, men, you know, kind of scramble.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that, you know, it's 2021, quarantine's crazy again during this pandemic. And so one of the things that I think can bring two people closer that are always in the same house is training together, working out together, and getting healthy together.
Oh, I think it's huge. Yeah. It can really up your relationship to the next level, I think.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's helped us 1,000,000%.
Yeah. I mean, if we didn't have, well, let's face it, if we didn't have that in common, we probably wouldn't have gotten married.
Yeah. But, good call. let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah. Right. But for those people that maybe like that listen to this and are just caught on to you and are doing one of your programs or something like that. Maybe your wife isn't working out with you yet. Oh my God. It really will change everything.
Huge. Yeah.
Incredible.
We're going to go through the reasons, but before we start, you know, one of the things that, if you don't know me as well, I have a supplement company, Funk Supplements, because I, you know, we take supplements. Supplements are extremely important to us, specifically as we get older.
Yeah.
You know, we have nutrition on point. We have the workouts on point. We have our sleep and, you know, focus on our sleep or recovery. You know, mine's right, but still there's times where you need to plug in those holes that, you know, that you don't get through regular food, or that, you know, the extra vitamins, minerals, and other things can come into play through supplementation. And so one of the things that we're doing, because it's Valentine's Day, is we're having a his and her bundle. so that, again, we're trying to bring you guys closer. So one of the bundles we have, this is the women's multi-health. Mm-hmm. So Okay, so there's going to be, if you go to funksupplementshop.com, then you'll see the women's multivitamin and the men's multivitamin. They're going to be together and there's going to be some type of a promotion. But you can also use podcast10 to get an extra 10% off. Go to funksupplementshop.com and funksupplementshop.com and get both of these. This is the men's multivitamin, the women's. They're both amazing because, like I say, I want to make sure that I have high quality supplements. So not only are you going to get all the vitamins and minerals that you need, but there's also our hormone support, energy support, and immune support. So there's different blends in both. Of course, for the women, the hormonal support will be for women, and for the men, it's for the men. But yeah, it's great. You take it every morning.
Every morning.
It's awesome. And then also to help with the to help burn some calories, we have the Ultra Shred and Fat Shred for women. So this is our fat burning supplement. Again, this isn't going to work unless you got nutrition on point, everything else on point. But if you're going to work out with your significant other and you're both trying to lose weight, this is perfect. You're both taking this before your workout. You both have energy. You take it in the morning on your rest days to kickstart your metabolism. And again, this is all natural. The women's has some different ingredients that are focused on the women's hormones, raspberry ketones, etc. The men, this just has regular man stuff to help you burn.
I found with the women's, make sure you only take one to start because it's really strong and it really works. So it's just like a little cheat code. So you're doing the workouts, you're watching your nutrition. This just gives you a little extra boost as well. But it is strong, so take one, and then you'll probably work your way up to two.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks. So there'll be two different bundles that you can get. And again, use discount code podcast10 to get an additional 10% off whatever is there. My supplement guy may not like me that I'm giving an extra 10% off, but whatever.
You gotta do it.
We love you guys. All right, so let's talk about why, the benefits of working out with your significant other. Like I said, like we mentioned, we're forced home, we're in quarantine, and it is a perfect opportunity to get closer with your wife or your girlfriend or whoever you live with. A lot of times, specifically, people start to move apart. I hear that there's a lot of divorce and people splitting up, and I think it gets stressful, I guess, right, for some people?
Yeah, I think it gets really stressful. I think especially if you're doing things separate all the time, you can feel a disconnection from your spouse. So I think this also brings that connection back. And also, I find that when I work out with you, that when I watch you lift heavy weights or something or do something awesome, I think that it's just like, oh, wow, look at that. That's awesome. I just gained a new respect, or it just makes me remind me of why we got married and what I admire, your strength. And when I see impressive things like that, I think it's good for women to see their men do, like, push-ups and see that they're capable of doing those things and see the strong. I mean, we want to see our men strong and fit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And on the flip side, for me too, like when I see you, training and when we're doing a workout and, you're
kicking your ass.
Yes. Well, so listen, for those of you, first of all, welcome all my brothers to the Brotherhood and the Kettlebell Spartans. We welcome you like a boss. She's drinking like a boss. For those of you who are not in the Over 40 Alpha program, then you probably don't realize that my wife crushes their follow-along workouts. And as people go through the phases, because there's 24 phases, monthly phases, by the time they get to like phase 8 or 9, they're not even working out with me anymore. They're working out with you because you crush me during those workouts.
The thing is that, I get a bit of an advantage and people don't realize you have to talk and coach the entire time where I'm saving all my oxygen for the workout. If I had to talk the entire time, I'd be slowing down as well.
No, but yeah.
I'd probably still kick your ass.
Yeah, probably. 100% you probably would. But the whole joke in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood is like, oh, Funk, we're not training with you. We're training with Angela.
Yeah,
she's our coach now. Yeah. We're trying to teach. But when I see you doing, kettlebell snatches, really heavy kettlebell snatches, or like yesterday when we were filming the get-ups, the Turkish get-ups, and you went heavy with the Turkish get-ups. Mm-hmm. That impresses the shit out of me. Like, I'm just like, okay, I got a strong woman. And I, you know, and seeing you even through the struggles of some of those exercises, but getting over them, mm-hmm. once again, just like, this is why I married this woman. She's strong. She's like, you know, she's athletic. She's, I mean, it's just,
you just touched on something there. I think when you see someone overcome something,
right,
you get a new respect. So if you're starting a workout journey or doing a hard workout with your wife, or and you see them not bitch out and like just fucking, sorry, excuse my French, but just overcome some struggle, some suffering,
adversity,
and then adversity. I think, how can you not just like think that they're awesome?
Yeah, totally. I agree. And that's why. And it's so funny because back in the day when the gyms, like I'm talking, you know, 20 years ago, when you used to see like couples go to the gym, right? Yeah. You'll see couples go to the gym and the female would go up to the cardio and the guy would go down and start built, like, you know what I mean? And I'd be like, and when I had an old girlfriend of mine, I used to do the same thing. Like, I would just send her upstairs and I would go downstairs and she would be looking at me going, I want to do what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And I
then,
wait,
so. Yeah. And then I was like, all right, shit. Cause I didn't know. I didn't think that.
The girls go up there.
Lo and behold, it made a big difference because once again, you have that camaraderie, you're helping each other through what have you. And that's what we do. Like, you know, when we train.
Yeah. I think there's all different stages in a relationship, especially at the beginning. That can be really cool to be like, oh, I'm spotting you do your chest press, let's turn on, right?
Yeah.
But also like you said, it can bring back that connection back. So let's say you've been married for 15 years and you got the kids, and they're off and now you're just trying to have some me time.
Yeah.
I think that if you can tackle this thing together, it can really bring you closer.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you may want that time alone. But if you need that connection and you're both looking to get the same results, why not? Honestly, it's incredible. And I look at it like half the time, like this is because you're so busy. People probably know this, but you work a lot and I work shift work. So I literally have to try and schedule my quality time in with this guy. So I can usually get it if I say like, oh, let's do a workout together or whatever. That, because then you're killing two birds with one stone. I'm getting quality time. I'm getting a workout. And so you don't have to do them separately. And they make more time out of your day.
Totally.
But so we look at it like a little bit of a date day. Like, well, let's say we go for the workout. Then we have to like pick up some groceries.
Yeah.
Figure out what it is. Then we come home. We have a nice shower together. Yeah. And then whatever else happens in the shower.
Yeah.
And then we have dinner together, it's nice.
Yeah, so let's break it down. So the first thing, you know, one of the biggest benefits is that emotional bond increases. Mm-hmm. When we're doing something at the same time, we're doing the same exercises, we're struggling through the same things. Like we mentioned before, when you see someone overcome something, like, you know, the push-ups are really hard. Okay, just a couple more, honey, a couple more. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many times when we're working out where I'm ready to quit or like I don't want to hit pads hard. And you're like, come on, keep going, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be verbal. Sometimes it's nonverbal connection and emotional connection you get when you're watching someone.
Yeah, you're going through a struggle together.
Exactly.
Like, all you have to do is sit there breathing heavy together and you're connecting.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then once you're finished, it's just like that high five, hug, that. But it does increase the bond emotion.
Sharing that struggle, going through it together, like, afterwards saying, frig, that sucked,
Totally.
You know, and then laughing about it the next, oh, are you sore? Where are you sore?
Exactly.
I'm sore here, you know, that kind of stuff. But also I find that when you're talking about that emotional connection during a workout, whichever one of you is the expert here. So let's say that you're doing a yoga class with a wife and she's been doing yoga for 10 years. Let her help you.
Yes.
Let her listen to her and say, honey, you need to do this. You need to point your toes. You need to do that. I say, okay, honey. And then just listen and let her take that instruction for you. Now, with you, I always ask you when we're working, honey, should I be doing this? Am I doing it right? Blah, 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 because you are the expert. So allow them that time, I feel, to give them the respect that they deserve. Say, honey, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that helps a lot.
100%. And I think also, because there's a lot of times when we're hitting pads. I think this really surprises Bruce a lot. We're hitting pads, And I'm hitting pads. Okay. So Bruce is our pad holder. So we're doing Muay Thai or boxing. And I will, I'll look to Angela and go, how is that? What should I do? What should I do? Whatever. And you'll say, no, no, throw your hook, elbow up when you're throwing your hook. And I'm like, okay, okay, cool, cool. Cause I know she knows. She's seeing, she can see it. I know, like, if Angela, I go to you and I ask you that, I'm not going to like, oh, really? No. I'm like, okay, okay. Yeah. And then I, and Bruce is always like, wow, I can't believe you.
I think that a lot of times, couples, especially you've been along together a long time, there can be a lot of this with certain topics, certain things. So you got to remember that your wife or your husband, whatever the topic is, like sometimes they know way more than you.
Yeah.
Just admit it. Yes. Shut up. Let them guide you. Yeah. You know, especially if your husband's been going to the gym for 20 years and you're just starting.
Yeah.
Give it, you know, make him feel like a man and let him just guide you through the workout.
Yeah.
And he'll feel better. He'll feel respected, admired, all those things. So I feel that that's not the time to be like, I'm going to be right here.
Totally.
Would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? Like, let's be happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that just a reminder that, that sometimes that's the only thing I think can be an issue when you're working out with your spouse is this, the battle of who's right. This is the right form. No, that's the right. Don't do that.
That's why. And on the flip side, if you know the person who knows, don't always be like trying to coach. Just get like, that's why follow along workouts are perfect. Yeah. And the two of you do in the follow along workout, or there's a workout that's like written out and you just do it together.
Yeah.
Because you're just focusing on yourself trying to get it done.
Very true.
And then working off each other. But this, listen, the workout together doesn't mean the guy or the person who's the expert that's is true. Coaching. Yes. It just means you're working out together. You're getting it through
together. Especially a follow-along where they're just watching you.
Perfect.
And they can just like do it together, struggle together.
Perfect.
You're coaching.
Yeah. Or you're coaching.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And you can just struggle and get through it together. Yeah.
By the way, if you are looking for workouts, go to over40alpha.com. If you're a man over 40, over40alpha.com. So let's go into the next.
So the emotional connection.
Yeah, the emotional connection number one. That's
huge. Get me through the struggle together.
Yes.
And coming up in high five.
Exactly. High five. Or what do we do? We do. Okay. Second is keeping each other accountable, right? Keeping each other accountable for health and each other. Because there's going to be days where, we've gone through this many times, there's days where I may not feel like working out, I may not feel like hitting pads, I may not feel like doing something, and vice versa. Maybe I'm just like, oh, I don't know. And we can feed off of each other to get that motivation.
For good and bad.
Yeah, the motivation, the inspiration, or the accountability to get up and get it done. Come on, honey, just come with me. Let's just do this. You know, you don't have to just like specifically when it comes to pad work. Sometimes when I don't feel like I'm so that guy,
you know, honey, just hitting.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I gotta strap on the gloves. Like that alone.
Yeah.
Right. Or you'll just say, just come. You know, just.
Yeah. You'll say, I'll just record you. I'll videotape your session so you can see. And then you're like, all right.
Good. Yeah, but the accountability is huge, right?
But I think it's funny because if I don't feel like working out and you're getting dressed to work out, then it's like, frick.
I know.
And you know, it always gets me.
Totally.
And you're dressed, you're drinking your pre-work, and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Why did I get
dressed? Yeah. So the accountability is there, you know? It's like, once you agree to each other that you're going to, better your health together. Once you make the commitment to say, okay, honey, you and I this year, our goal is to get better health, lose weight, increase our health, be the best we can be, and we're doing it together. So if one day I don't feel like working out, you need to help get me off my feet and in there. That's and right. Vice versa.
Yeah, we've got to do this together.
Got to do this together because sometimes the opposite can happen and it's like, well, you don't feel like working out? Yeah, I don't want to work out. No, one.
All it takes is.
Yeah. You've got to be the strong, whoever you are, the man, the husband or wife or the girlfriend or boyfriend or the boyfriend or boyfriend or whatever it is, the one has to be able to say, no, we made a commitment. Mm-hmm. What is our why?
It's so easy to fall back.
It is.
And like, oh, let's just have a lazy day or whatever. Oh my God.
You can still have the lazy day after you get the workout in. And it doesn't have to be a full blown 40, 50 minute workout.
And that's what actually we say to each other sometimes. Like, okay, we'll just literally do a 20 minute whatever or a 30 minute. 30 minutes, that's it. We're done. And a lot of times what's happening, then we do that 30 and we're done. Or we do the 30, we feel energized. We're like, oh, now let's crush an ab.
Totally.
Let's do some abs or let's do some whatever.
Mobility.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So the accountability is huge.
Yeah, you literally just say to each other, let's just do this 30 minutes and we're done.
Yeah.
Then we can have a shower, chill out, you know, eat your dinner, whatever, or eat breakfast.
And it's together too. Like, mm-hmm. like we may be talking to people who have kids, right? And, you know, sometimes that can be a little bit more difficult when you have kids, but the same thing, like when my kids were very young, I used to take them to the gym mm-hmm. and put them in the little thing and just put them right there and just work out in front of them. Like,
yeah.
If there's a will, there's a way. You can throw in Lion King and put the kids on. Like, kids, you go watch Lion King while we do this quick little workout over here. Like, there's so many.
Well, I actually people think it's easier now because
you're
at home.
You're at home.
So you don't have to find a babysitter to go to the gym. You're going to do that workout right
at home,
in the living room.
Totally.
And your kids are playing or they're upstairs in their room or doing whatever. So it's the problem is, I think, with the only issue I see now is that it does get depressing being at home all the time and you don't have the mental capacity sometimes. So you just got to start.
Yeah.
Once you start, you're good.
And that's where your significant other can help, you know, it's okay not to want to work out. It happens to us multiple times throughout the week. You think we get up excited about working out? No, we're just like,
people think that.
I know they do. I know they think that like, I
especially as you get older, you don't want to work out.
No, it's the last thing you want to do. You know it's going to be painful. You got to do kickouts, and you think I'm excited about that? No. But we know that we have to do it because we know we're going to feel better.
Yeah.
We know that if we don't do it,
I'll get depressed.
It's going to that depression happens and just not feeling great. So yeah, I think the thing about keeping each other accountable is definitely huge. And also just the one thing too that I've been seeing more of in my in the brotherhood, the Facebook brotherhood, when they're posting pictures, is the whole family. Like one guy posted a picture of the Funkster in the back and like he had five kids. All the kids were in their different places.
Yeah. They did the work. And they
the family, the wife,
that's awesome.
The kids, everyone just did it. Like they just, you know, you just, fun. Everyone doing it together.
Yeah.
That's another, okay, we got something else, you know, mm-hmm. as a family done. But
and I think some of the time struggles that I hear from parents is that, like, what do I do with these kids? Like, it's exhausting, like trying to entertain these kids all day. I can't even imagine. So, yeah.
You got 30 minutes done.
Do a workout.
There's 30 minutes gone. It's 30 minutes.
They're doing whatever, but you're getting your workout in, and
they're getting tired, and they can go to sleep after, right? Yeah. Come on, man, you gotta use what you got. So yeah, so that's the second thing is the accountability that you can keep, but you got to keep each other accountable, 100%.
Getting the kids involved, I think, is awesome.
Yeah,
to keep you accountable. Those kids will keep you accountable. You tell them, listen, you got to make sure daddy or mommy does the workout every day.
Yes,
totally.
Mommy,
daddy, workout.
Yeah, especially if they think they have a little bit of power, right? I can boss mom around, dad around. Okay, right? And that keeps you accountable. You can't show your kids that you're not going to step up to something you committed, because then they're going to start, like, when you show your kids that you quit on something they're just going to start doing the same thing.
There's no such thing.
They're going to start doing the same thing. You can't, man. Even if you don't feel like it, even if you struggle through it, they don't know you're struggling through a workout.
Yeah.
They just see you moving around.
That is so huge. Oh, totally. It's a life lesson. There's no quitting.
You can't.
Once you start, you commit, you finish.
You have to. And you got to show those kids that, right? You got to show them that.
I remember in my worst struggles when I was bodybuilding, I was dieting for 20 weeks of dieting.
That's unbelievable.
Miserable. Hated it. I was like, oh my God, why did I do this? This is every single day, probably 20 times a day. I was like, what the fuck? But it was worse, the thought of everyone knowing if I quit.
Totally.
I got it. That was worse than the pain of eating chicken breast and broccoli every day.
Yeah.
So, there's no such thing as once you commit. And that's why make that decision, make the commitment, have each other accountable, and then show those kids that you can do that, right? Yeah,
definitely.
It's huge.
Yeah, that just brought a memory to me. The first time I started telling people I was going to go to Thailand to train, my friends were like, there's no way. Dude, you say you're going to do one thing and then you're gone. How are you going to go to Thailand, right? So when I started going to TKMT, this is the first time, TKMT.
Yeah.
During that whole time, I lived in Pickering, right? I worked out at Highway 7 in Vaughan, which is extremely far. I had to take the GO train, the subway, the bus, the GO bus. Mm-hmm. And then I would train at 8 p.m. or whatever it is. Like, and sometimes I would have, I'd have Cassie, I'd have to bring Cassie in. Like, it was, or pick him up from home. Like, but the thought of not training, because I knew I had to train just to go train in Thailand. That was a big thing.
Gotta be in shape to go get in shape.
The thought of me not fulfilling this and showing everyone that it doesn't matter. Like, I would be get up at 5 a.m, do the whole thing, come back. But it was well worth it for sure. So anyways, yeah, quitting's not an option for sure. The third benefit is more quality time. You touched on this before in regards to, like, because when we're both working, you're doing shift work, I'm working. There's a lot of, you know, there are some shifts where we barely see each other, even though we're in the same
house.
So,
like, afternoon shift, for example, I got to be at work at, like, 1 p.m. So the morning, sometimes we would go to the gym or here, do a workout in the morning together. That'd be great. So at least we had that connection, because I'm not getting home till midnight.
And I'm sleeping at that
time. You're sleeping. So at least we had that morning time. We connected. We had a few laughs. We struggled.
Yeah.
And we had that connection at least in the morning.
Right. So the quality time's huge because, you know, what, even if you're in quarantine and even if, you know, you're both in the same house, a lot of times you separate from each other.
Yeah, I think people get that. I find that a lot, like, because you work from home.
Yeah.
People think that we're always together doing something. No, I literally have to schedule a date.
Quality
time, because otherwise,
we don't
literally
see each other.
You're upstairs working and I'm downstairs. So
yeah.
Having that workout is a good excuse for me to get some of your quality time.
Yeah. And again, just quality time together with your spouse, because the more time you can spend with your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever, the better it is.
Good time.
You
know? Good quality time.
Good. It's good quality time because it's healthy. It's something that you're struggling together with. Like I say, like you mentioned, you're gaining more respect for each other. Mm-hmm. And the more you stay committed to something like just something like working out together and eating healthy together, that will start to have a domino effect in your life.
Yeah.
Like when you plan trips, when you do other things, you know, you start to do things together more. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, like I can't, like we work at the UFC together, right? When we go to trips, it's like, okay, where are we going? What are we doing? And we're going to do this together. Yeah. Like it's just everything we now
do. Your partnership, should be, I think, somebody you like spending time with. They're
yes.
a friend. You like them. You don't just love them. You like them.
Yeah.
So I think, especially now during quarantine, there can be some stressful times and you just want your own space. You want to get whatever. But this can kind of divert attention, I find, from the monotony of the day to, okay, now we have actually something to actually do together. We actually have an activity. We're going to laugh. We're going to struggle.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our nutrition. We're going to figure out what we're going to eat. And so it can kind of divert and give you guys something to think and do.
Right.
To get rid of the monotony of every day.
For sure. Specifically, because listen, as we get older, we're getting older, right? So now we're into our 40s, 50s, some 60s. And, you know, if you have kids that are getting older and they're out of the house, right? Like, just think about, I'm thinking about parents who've just, you know, raised their kids. Now they're 19, 20, they go to university or they go to school, or they move out. And now it's just you and your wife or significant other who for the last 18 years really didn't spend a lot of time together because you're just thinking about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, oh shit,
who
are you? Well, let's rediscover each other by focusing on our health, because now we only have each other. We're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, health is going to be most important so that you can reach your retirement years and still do things, like still travel and still go hiking and still do things without, you know.
Yeah, I mean, sedentary activity, apparently, like, it's worse than being overweight if you sit a lot.
Oh, totally.
You have to move.
Yeah.
You have to move. So as you get older, you got to think about, okay, when I'm 70, which not that far away, like 20-something years.
Yeah.
I want to be able to walk and travel and go visit friends and still be, you know, still doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to move now.
Yeah, because people think, because I remember when I was 30 and I thought at 50,
like
I was going to be old as shit.
That's right.
Like, I'm like, oh man, 50? Like, I remember I was saying I want to be like the best 50-year-old beach volleyball player in the history of the world. I want to be crushing guys. And then, because not thinking that like it would be possible. Now I'm 50. We're both in great shape, amazing shape. But when I'm 70, I still want to be doing burpees.
Yeah.
I still want to be able to go hiking and you know, travel and enjoy the travel without, like, you know, I can't breathe or my back hurt or whatever it is.
Well, look what happened when we went to Ireland. When we went to Ireland, we brought my mom. And
right.
She's in her 70s, and she had to rest a lot to run some of the walks, and her hip was really hurting her. And that's just because of a lot of times sedentary, like sitting.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You got to move. You got to make it a daily thing, and you have to stay in shape and stay healthy so you can enjoy life. So you can enjoy those crazy, beautiful hikes where you're seeing nature and all these things that you're going to miss out on.
Totally. Because, you know, as you get older, it should be less of like going away to all inclusives and just sitting on the beach. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
If you need R&R.
A day of it, maybe. But when you go to some other country or someplace, you want to get involved in the culture thing and just, you know.
I remember, like, I can see some people that really love the beach and that's their me time. So, yeah, a few days of that. But then don't you want to see, like,
experience.
Beautiful? Yeah, explore and meet people and
be healthy and have energy to do all that stuff too, right? It's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's just that's really what life's all about. Experiencing life, not just, you know, sitting there. Anyways, we're getting off topic. Or maybe we're not getting off topic. I don't know. So quality time, that's big. And then one of the things that I love the best about working out with my wife is the after workout loving that we get. Because my testosterone levels are through the roof.
Right.
My libido is through the roof. And when we shower together, you know, and wash each other off and bathe each other, it's amazing. So once again, the that connection, because listen, let's be honest, the sex generally is one of the first things to go once you get married. And the last thing to try to mend. And so the more you can use times like this when both people's libidos are up. Both our testosterone levels, even men and women, are up, which means we're, like, you know, we're ready to pounce.
But also, I think showing that struggle and overcoming, that's attractive.
Yes.
It's oh man, honey, you crushed that workout.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's attractive to see someone, your wife or your husband, struggle through stuff. It's hot. So being there, and maybe you're not the type of couple that showers together. That's cool, but like.
No, start showering together.
Yeah.
No, because then you're like, oh, you're so gross. Well, no, the whole process of the workout is a process. Okay.
Yeah.
It's you know, you warm up, you know, you kind of get, you know, start, you know, warmed up together. You go through the struggle of the workout. You have your post workout stretch or whatever. You both take a shower. You get whatever out of that shower. You don't have to have sex. But, you know, there's intimacy happening.
It's a lot of intimacy, washing each other's backs.
Yep.
Some jokes.
Yeah.
You know, my back hurts because I work out, and you're making jokes and you're hugging.
Yeah.
And it can also just be a laugh. And I got fun laugh in the shower. Totally.
But there is that connection.
Intimacy, yeah.
And because you're both naked. So, you know what I mean? Like, you start to appreciate each other's bodies more. And then you start to think about, hey, I'm showering with my wife. Every time we work out, I got to get my ass in shape. I can't, like, I got to keep focusing. And then after the shower, the nutrition part happens. Right. Okay, honey, what are we going to eat? We need our carbs, fats, proteins, vegetables. We got to, like, cook something, or we have to, like, eat something or make a smoothie, whatever it is. It's a process that you go through, and it's all healthy, right? It's all a healthy process that keeps that connection to your spouse together, right? From the workout to the post-workout.
It's so easy to get disconnected. It's so crazy because we live together, we do so much together, but I can still have times where, like, I go up to you and I say, honey, we need to get reconnected. Yeah. Just because you've been working a lot and I've been working a lot, we haven't worked out together or something. And that's all it takes sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just a workout.
Totally.
A good hug, reconnect, talk. It doesn't take a date. I don't find that going out on a date for dinner or something like that actually is as intimate as just spending quality time working out. Going on errands together.
Totally.
Like, it's so, even though you live together, I can't even imagine, like, we've only been married like going on 9 years. I can't imagine, like, people married 20.
Yeah. And not have any of this.
It's so reconnecting is huge. You know, every few days at least, you know, to talk, spend time, and just reconnect with each other.
Yeah, just, I mean, if you work out 3 times a week, you know, Monday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know that that's 3 times where you can get that connection. And then, like, it is 100% it's a domino effect, because the more you work out together, the more you start to love each other, respect each other, want to spend more time together, because you're like, oh, we have something in common. Like, again, there's that common thread that you both have.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people think opposites attract. Sometimes people think, you know, whatever. But I don't agree with opposites
attract. I don't think that works long term.
No, you have to have this. You have to have some common. There has to be some commonality between the two things that you both love. You have to have the same values, or else that's not gonna. If you don't have the same values,
I think the whole opposite attract thing is like, you and I are very different in our personalities. Yeah. Like, you're very outgoing and friendly, and I'm not. It's true. So, but I'm also like, you're very, you're a dreamer. You think big. And I'm like, okay, but let me just keep the stability here. I'm the stability person that keeps things stable.
Yeah.
Brings us down to, but you're the big dreamer that makes our dreams come true as well.
Yeah.
So that part, I think, opposites attract. But then you have to have things in common.
We have to have the same values. Our number one value is health and fitness. Yes. That's our number, like, that trumps everything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing that trumps everything, except probably for you, the cats, but that trumps everything. Because if we go away, what's the first thing we're thinking? Okay, so how can we get our workouts
in? We bring workout stuff. We can hike, all sort of things.
You know, what gyms are around? Even when we went to Ireland, that was like, okay, we got Conor's gym. We're gonna go to Conor McGregor's gym. We're gonna go to, like, even when we were driving that one time, we're like, oh, there's, remember that one little place, that bread and breakfast we stayed in?
Yeah.
And we saw saw that gym that cropped. We thought it was a CrossFit gym, but it ended up being a freaking massive gym.
Oh yeah, yeah. Remember? We went there,
but I was like, that attracted us. Like, okay, we got a workout in tomorrow. We're going to go to that gym. Like,
we didn't know. We went for a run in nature. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, wherever we go, and health, like eating healthy and trying to eat, you know.
Because can you imagine if I decided one day I don't want to be a workout person?
Queenie Queese!
Could you imagine if one of us said, yeah, I'm just going to give in. I'm tired. I'm tired, man. I'm over it.
That's not an option.
I could see it happening.
It's not an option.
How easy is it some days?
It's easy. That's very easy.
Fuck this shit. My back hurts. Yeah. This hurts.
Very easy.
Tired, man.
It's not an option, man. It's not an option because we want to be living. We want to be 90 and still climb Mount Everest.
Yeah, I just.
It's not an option. It's not an option. And our lives are better when we're healthy.
And I couldn't imagine not walking around with the mentality that I'm healthy and I'm strong and
confident.
Like, I don't want to give that up.
No. And listen, men, like I always say before, you know, like I will say specifically in the brotherhood, but as men, we are here to provide and protect, procreate when we're younger, but we need to provide and protect and stay healthy for our families. And that providing and protecting is something that
I want to be the one that has to beat the shit out of
me. Exactly. So, society is trying to push us away from that. Society is trying to keep everything, you know, but like equal. But when time, listen.
Yeah, let's face it.
Come on. Guys, wake the F up. Like, there's no equal.
You're 10 times stronger than me.
Like, 1,000,000%. Like,
that's what people say. I used to get this stuff out. Oh, like, I remember Brock asked this one time. So, if you guys really had a fist fight, who would win? I'm like, Brock, you know he's a penis, right? Like, he's a man. Of course he can beat the shit out of me. I may get a few shots in, you know? Like, come on, guys.
Oh, brutal. Anyways, do you have any last pieces of advice for the man who's listening to this in regards to, like, how to approach? Because here's another thing that I want to bring up that happens. It's happened a few times in the brotherhood, but there's been men whose wives start to berate them, start to resent them because they're getting into shape. Like, you know, I remember the one guy was like, "Oh, my wife, she like," it really caused a you know, bond, or I'm sorry, broken divide in the marriage. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, like every time I go to work out, it's like, ooh, you do the workout again, or you don't need to do this, or how come you're not eating pizza with me, and all this shit. And it was just like, it was something that was very stressful for him. Like, he felt guilty getting in shape. And so that's why I think when you do it together, it brings it together. It involves your wife, or it involves your girlfriend, and they feel like they're involved in something. I think we talked about this before. You were saying something about how when sometimes when men get into shape, the wife, you tell them what you were saying.
Well, I think the number, that's a very big sign of someone's cheating. All of a sudden they're working out. I mean, when you watch any cheating movie, the guy always starts to...
Or the girl does.
Or the girl. All of a sudden they're going to the gym. Yeah, the chick's working out.
Yeah, because Jerome is the personal trainer. Big black Jerome's in the house. He's ripped. He's got six pack. And he's the one telling your wife how beautiful she is, how amazing she is. Listen, if you're not telling your wife or your kids how much you love them and how beautiful you are, someone else is. Yeah. The teacher is. The Jerome from the gym is. Carl at work is telling your wife how awesome she is.
The mechanic. So anyway, I think that to touch upon what you just said about, you know, the wife not supporting you in your fitness goal, I think the people's relationships is so personal and complex that you really just, I think it's just fear. And also, if you've been the last 20 years and you guys have been sitting on the couch eating pizza together, and that's the comfort zone, and all of a sudden you want to change that, she's going to wonder why, and she may resist change. No one likes change, so she may resist that. So I think you have to have a talk and say, listen, I really want to get my health in order, and I'd love it if you joined me. Maybe, you know, don't just start now. I'm going to start now, but it'd be great if we did this together.
Yes, yes.
And I'd love your support on this. Mm. And she may resist at the beginning because it's just change, right? No one likes change. Yeah. But, and she may be insecure. You know, you're getting shape. But it's just like you and I. Like, if all of a sudden changed our lifestyle. Watch, he's going to jump up.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
There he is. If I all of a sudden said, oh, I want to start doing rock climbing.
Yeah.
You know, what? Or whatever. Yeah. I'm going to be like, or I want to start jumping out of a plane. Yeah. You're going to be like, oh shit, do I gotta jump out of a plane now too?
Right.
So,
yeah.
I think in order to grow as a couple, you have to have that things in common. And I think either
the conversation.
You gotta have that conversation. Like, this is what I wanna do now. And that person either supports you or joins you.
Yeah. And it's And you just, and if there's still friction, you do the pros and cons. What are the pros of the two of us working out together? Well, just first of all, send them the link to this podcast episode. Number two, health. I mean, come on, the pros and cons, the pros 1,000,000% outweigh the cons. And when you put it on paper and you work through it together, you know, the realization happens. It may not happen right away, but it does happen.
But you gotta do it slowly too, especially if you're getting that partner involved and they haven't been working out, just little by little, because you don't want them to get injured
and overwhelmed.
You know, and it's a lot of, you have to realize working out involves suffering.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Some of that you got to enjoy a little bit. You got to enjoy the suffering to enjoy the reward. So, yeah, it sucks, but then afterwards, get them addicted to that after feeling. Mm. Oh my God, we did this. Wow, we accomplished it. Wasn't that hard? Wasn't that crazy?
Right.
And now look at us, you know? And so you got to enjoy and appreciate that suffering to see the benefits, I think. And don't let them be insecure about you working out. Don't let them be fearful about change. Explain that. And get them on board. You have to either support or join in.
You gotta get them on board. And yeah, like when Angela, here's a example that I will leave you with. Angela, last year, I don't know when it was last year when you started going to spin class. Oh. Okay, so Angela started going to spin class.
Started going to spin class because my back was hurting me and running was no longer an option, so I had to find something to do.
Yeah, and I was not even having, like, what was this place called?
It's called Soul Cycle.
Soul Cycle, okay, right. Soul Cycle. So
it's basically a room full of 20-year-old girls.
Yeah, like with Soul Cycle. She kept going. I'm like, okay. So for me, there was I was feeling a little
bit left out.
Right. No, yeah, I was like, I'm not going. There's no way. What am I going to do? Stupid cycle. But then I felt a little bit left out. And then also I had a little bit of an injury. So it all made sense. But then I said to myself, no, man, you just got to do it. Like, just this go. Is one of those things. You got to step outside your comfort zone.
That's right.
I never soul cycled before. I used to, like, we did it, remember at Oxygen? That,
oh, yes. They were good classes.
Remember the big girl?
Yeah, the big guy.
The girl.
Oh, girl, I never had a girl.
Oh, I had the girl. The girl that came, that had the high heels. She used to wear high heels.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was good, though. Anyway, so I just said, listen, this is another opportunity to spend time.
I never thought in a million years you'd come with me.
So I came. I said, I told her, I'm sitting in the back. I'm good.
I sat. I said, no problem.
I sat right in the corner. I have my bike. And the first time I went, I'm like, you know what? That wasn't bad. That was actually pretty good. You know what I mean? I could go at my own pace. The energy was in there. And, you know, I'm seeing Angela again, like, you know, getting just loving it. And so I just started going. I started going with you. I was like, hey, let's go. Christmas Day. Where did we go? We went to SoulCycle. Mm-hmm. Not this past, but And then what happened?
Pandemic
happens, so what do we get?
A Peloton.
We get a Peloton.
That was your idea.
Yes.
Not even mine. I thought just going SoulCycle was half the enjoyment. But no, I love this thing.
Yeah. So there you go. Stepping outside of that comfort, for me, worked because, again, we just kept that bond. And yeah, I'm not a big SoulCycler. And like I said to Angela, I'll be in the back. You don't even need to worry about me. I'm good. I'll cycle at my own pace. I'll do my own thing. But after we still have that connection, we go home, we shower, we eat. Here's that whole process again, right? Yeah. So,
also, I just want to add about if your partner is not joining you, at least they should be supporting you.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, they have to. It's not even an option. And so they may, you know, hey, oh my God, you're going to go do a workout again. Like, you need to have a serious talk and sit down and go, listen, I'm serious about this. Mm. I need your support. It's hard. Mm. And it's not a joking matter. Like, I really do want to do this. I really want to get in shape. I love the person I'm becoming. I love the fact that I'm accomplishing these workouts. I feel like I'm overcoming stuff. So this is actually vital for my mental and physical health.
Right. Yeah. And then in the end, if your wife doesn't want to, just send her over to us. We'll do some counseling. We're going to start our own little counseling business on how to get your wives or husbands to join you in working out. Well, honey, that was awesome. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, honey, for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
We'll get some feedback and see if they want more of the Funkster and Angela show.
And Fairtex.
Yeah, that's our looking show, the cat. The cat. There's one.
This guy.
Fairtex, who's our Muay Thai cat, and yeah, that's your boy. Who's the other one?
Oh, not here anymore.
Anyways, I don't want to bore you guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, head over to funksupplementshop.com to get your supplements using the discount code podcast10 to get 10%. Additional 10% off, because there's always supplements on sale. But most importantly, as Valentine's Day is coming up, if you're a man and you want to join the over40alpha.com program, it's $1 to join. And when you join, just bring your wife with you. Just have your wife do the workouts, because a lot of guys have their wife do the work. We do have a Women of Strength program, but, you know, tippy toe, right? Let's tippy toe. Let's get.
Yeah, if she wants her own thing, then join the women. But listen, why not start just doing it together?
Totally.
And the workouts are easy when you start. They're not phase 10.
Yeah.
They're doable.
Body weight only, or if you don't.
Go at your own pace.
Or if you have dumbbells and you can use dumbbells. And like I said before, it's amazing. So let's make 2021, because that's when this podcast is being shot, or whatever year it is. Let's make this the year that both you and your spouse, you and your boyfriend or girlfriend, you and your significant other, whatever it is, get in shape, get that health,
get
and
healthy.
Stay there. Right?
It's so huge. I mean, it's all if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Nothing. You got nothing, man. Nothing. You got not nothing. Anyways, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I love you, honey. Give me a kiss. All right. We will see you on the next podcast episode. Get it done.
Get it done.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.